Coach, Edmonton hasn't had success in this building since 2009. What gave you up for hand tonight?
They scored more goals than us. Their special teams was the difference. Was it?
How scary was the situation there with you, man?
Yeah, that's tough to see. Obviously, we had a pretty good look at it. It was, you know, I've seen that, you know, in your hockey log time, and I've seen situations like that a couple times, and it's just, you know, with all the equipment and everything, you know, injuries do happen in sports. Those are the ones you just, you cringe at when you see that, and then kind of took a little life out of the game. You know, it sucked life out of the building. It was tough to see. I was a little late. I was going down to check on him, and hopefully he's going to be okay because, you know, hockey, even though we battle against each other and it's a war, and we're still a family, and so you don't want to see anything like that happen to anybody, but hopefully he's going to be okay.
What is the challenge in making sure the team gets refocused after a situation like that?
Well, I think it's a challenge for both teams. I think once a couple shifts in, I think guys got back into the game, but there was definitely a little lull after that.
How deflating was the start that you have and the pressure you played on them, and then you give up another shorthanded goal?
Yeah, well, aside, that's a whole different issue, giving up the shorthanded goals the way we've been doing it. We scored right after that. And, you know, it's 1-1 game, and I thought, you know, it's probably shame on us because they're coming off a, you know, late night back-to-back and tired team. Then they unfortunately lose a forward for them. So when they dressed 11-7, now they're down to 10-7, and you know, good for them. They take advantage of their special teams, get the lead, and then they hold on. And it's tough to come back in this league. Doesn't matter. It's much easier to play with the lead than without it. And again, it comes down to we're just giving up one too many goals. And I've said this now, you know, it just keeps that number three is it's a goal too many. And you're not going to win them all. You're not going to score four every night. Tonight, special teams was clearly not in our favor. And, you know, we get two. But when you give up more than that, the game's in the balance. And what didn't go our way tonight?
Get to a point where maybe the special teams is just going through a lull, or do you evaluate it and say maybe
I don't know. We had a couple of days of practice here, so we can work on it.
Coop Herbert's had the assist on the corner goal. He has a nice big defense, especially one-on-one situations against McDavid. There, it seemed like every night you see kind of a little different aspect of his game.
Yeah, I think we got to just settle down and let him grow at the rate. You know, players mature in this league, but excuse me, again, Kirby's not a young kid, he's 24, but in the limited games he's played, he's really, he's improved vastly already, and so a lot of poise for somebody new to the league, and I think he'll continue to make plays like that.
Noon practice here, Carl.